I think that as patients are going along through the program, they really start to feel that they are taking some control over their health.
The journey to bariatric surgery is almost as important as the surgery itself. So today we have Dr. Leslie Pristis back on the show to cover what influences a patient to elect bariatric surgery, along with the process a patient goes through leading up to that surgery. She is the medical director of bariatric surgery at Southwest General. This is Southwest General Health Talk. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Doctor, we are talking all about the journey to bariatric surgery. So first off, what brings patients to the initial appointment? What gets them in the door?
I hear a lot of different things. I try and ask my patients this question when they first come in, and what they tell me is unique to the person. A lot of similar themes, as in to improve their overall health, to get rid of medical conditions like diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure. Many patients report, you know, that they have a family history of health conditions that they're hoping they can avoid by having surgery and losing weight. Many of my patients tell me that they want to be healthier for their children and be able to be more active and involved with their kids. Many of my patients will find that they've had some sort of experience where their weight was holding them back, be it going on a vacation or a roller coaster or some instance where their weight held them back and they just said, enough, you know, I'm not going to let this keep me from doing something that I really want to do anymore. It's a very individual and personal experience and decision. And many of our patients think about it for a very long time and do a lot of reading or research before they ever come in to discuss it. And the thing I think that sometimes can get folks to really be open to or consider bariatric surgery is if they know someone who has had it, or they can talk to someone or hear about someone's story who had a lot of success with bariatric surgery, because many of those patients are incredibly, incredibly inspiring. And I'm very fortunate I get to meet them every day.
Oh, we love to hear that. Outside of the physical health requirements, is there a psychological screening performed on a patient at any point throughout the process that is required?
Yes, our patients do meet with a psychologist. This is to basically help assess that they have reasonable expectations from surgery, that they have coping skills because surgery comes with change. Many of our patients do struggle with different mental health conditions like depression or anxiety. There's not any one thing that is any sort of disqualifier for bariatric surgery. Basically, our goal with having patients meet with a psychologist is to make sure there's nothing that's going to keep them from reaching their goals. We want to make sure that any of those conditions are just being well managed.
Of course. Well, how long does it typically take a patient considering surgery to finally take that next step?
It really depends on the person. Sometimes insurance companies will put requirements for time in a bariatric program before they will approve to pay for a surgery. But really, from a bariatric program standpoint, our goal is for patients to have all of the information, all of the tools that they need to help them to be as successful as possible with surgery. You know, I think of the surgery as giving us an opportunity when the effects of the surgery will allow for some more rapid weight loss. Otherwise, our bodies are very resistant to weight loss. So the surgery gives us this window of time afterwards when we can have more rapid weight loss. And we really want to maximize and capitalize on that opportunity. And so that, I feel like, is where we really work even before the surgery, leading up to the surgery, to make all of the habit changes, to really prepare ourselves in every way to be successful and really capitalize on that opportunity that surgery provides.
Well, kind of on that question, Doctor, what convinces patients to move forward with surgery?
Well, I think that as patients are going along through the program, they really start to feel that they are taking some control over their health. A lot of times when we just try this diet or that fad diet, you know, and we might lose some weight, but many times regain it back plus more, it gets very, very frustrating. Our bodies are unwilling to let extra weight go. And so it just feels like we're working so hard, we're banging our heads against the wall, trying to lose weight and not making the progress that we want to see. And so once we get patients working with the dietitians, we work towards a downward trend in weight leading up to surgery. And then we really can kind of take back some of that control and decrease some of that frustration. And surgery then can be added on to speed up that weight loss that we've worked and achieved even before the surgery happens.
Thank you, doctor. And as we wrap up here, what are some of the motivating factors that you see behind getting surgery? I know we covered some of them. Just give us a few more.
It's so individualized. You know, I've had patients tell me that they recently had a heart attack and it really scared them. You know, like they want to be there. A man wanted to walk his daughter down the aisle. You know, he didn't want someone else to do that. He had to be there for that. And it's just the most personal stories. When someone takes this step, it really impacts so much of their life, so much of their future. It's really powerful. So it's so much more than just having weight loss or trying to lose pounds. It's really improving overall health, improving our ability to participate in a lot of ways and really experience life the way that you might not be doing it as much or as fully as you want to.
Another great episode. Thank you so much for joining us today, doctor. The results of bariatric surgery can be life-changing, both for the patient and their family. If you or someone you know has been considering bariatric surgery, schedule a consultation with our experienced team at the Southwest General Center for Bariatric Surgery. Call 216-592-2801. That's 216-592-2801. I'm Caitlin White. And this has been Southwest General Health Talk.